It takes a little time to learn. I know. We did this before, no? But now, this is very good because long time, this, now you can just relax. The more you will start relaxing, you will see. It's different layers. And I'm teaching, no doing. So then sometimes it gets a little. Because the mind doesn't understand. But the heart feels something. And you are lucky, you follow your heart now. And just allow yourself to relax. But there's always a conflict in the beginning, especially in the beginning. Because the mind wants to plan. And when the heart, your spirit, your soul start talking, it's a little bit confusion. Who should I listen to? Because we're used to listening to the mind. And the mind has everything under control. So the mind has to lose control for the heart to come in control. And the more you allow that, the quicker it happens. And then it takes time to listen and function out of the heart, out of your spirit, out of your truth. And then even the mind starts listening to the heart. Then the queen is coming back. But it's a little conflict in the beginning, and many times also. Because the habit is very deep, very long. So be patient. And be playful. So when you come back to yourself, which is the whole meaning of meditation, or love, then you're at home. You're happy. And there's no conflict with what you should do. Or not do. Because whatever you do is more than enough. Everything is upside down. When you're lost in the mind, then we can never do anything good enough. Then there is always choosing, should I do this, should I do that? And if I do that, and if I don't make it, then what? And when you just relax, you come back. Everything settles. Then who cares? It's good now. Why should it be good somewhere in the future? So that's why it's more like a remembering. or a non-doing? The habit is doing. The habit is forgetfulness. And remembering this consciousness. Unconsciousness is darkness. When we're not conscious, we don't remember.
Como nós não estamos conscientes, nós não nos lembramos.
We're not present.
Nós não estamos presentes.
We're somewhere else.
Nós estamos em algum outro lugar.
In the head, in the mind, in the thinking.
Na cabeça, na mente, no pensar.
And then what happens when everything is happening here and now?
E o que acontece quando tudo está acontecendo aqui e agora?
And your heart and your soul and your body is here.
E seu corpo, seu coração.
And this old bugger, the mind, is somewhere else.
Todo esse mendigo da mente tem.
Like a thief.
Como um ladrão.
Kidnapped you.
Que raptou você.
Making big fuss. So you have to be strong.
Você tem que ser forte.
Like sometimes you have nasty wild children.
Às vezes você tem crianças.
You have to talk strong to them.
Chatas ou que estão perturbando. Você tem que falar forte com elas.
Come back. Remember who is the master.
Lembre-se quem é o mestre.
If you run too far, you just hurt yourself.
Se você correr muito longe ou demais, você apenas machuca a si mesmo.
And most people have run very far.
Muitas pessoas.
That's why it takes a little time.
Por isso que isso leva algum tempo.
And that's why the more longing you have, the more intensity.
Por isso, quanto mais anseio você tiver, mais intensidade.
Quicker it goes.
Mais rápido você vai. Mais rápido.
If you don't see the urgency, then
se você não vê a urgência, então
you take long time.
Pode levar muito tempo.
In India, they say your temple, your body is your temple.
Na Índia se diz o seu corpo é o seu templo.
And special, the temple should be quiet.
Especialmente o templo deveria estar quieto.
Inside the temple, you go there because you want to have peace.
Dentro do templo, deve ser um lugar quieto. Você vai a ele porque dentro dele você quer encontrar a paz.
You had enough of the outside, the busy life. You go inside, a nice, cool temple.
Teve demais lá de fora. Então você vai para dentro, para um templo que é legal, gostoso.
Because here we're talking more about silence.
Porque aqui nós estamos falando mais sobre silêncio.
Relaxing.
Relaxar.
Love.
E amor.
Not guilt.
Não culpa.
And fear.
E medo.
And inside also you have many different voices. And some mamas and papas,
escondidos, alguns,
and all the girlfriends and boyfriends,
namorados e namoradas.
And they just ghost,
e são apenas fantasmas.
So you say, get out now. I want peace in my temple. And if there is no awareness, no consciousness, no remembering, then most people, they don't clean out. Then more and more unconscious. So it's nobody's fault.
Então, não é a culpa de ninguém.
The whole difference is if we are asleep or if we wake up. If we are in the past or if we are in the moment.
Se nós estamos no passado ou se nós estamos no momento.
Even the fly is attracted to the light, you know.
Mesmo as moscas se sentem
atraídas. They're not as stupid as you think. And you can imagine that it's not much of a brain, it's in that thing there.
Você pode imaginar que não tem muito cérebro lá dentro.
Still a deep, deep instinct. That's why whole nature reflects that if you start seeing.
A natureza reflete isso se você começar a olhar isso.
But only a human being can be aware of the whole journey.
Apenas o ser humano pode ter ciência, percepção da jornada inteira.
To be aware of the seeking. And helping this process of coming back. So, feel lucky. Because now we are very close to the third biggest city on the planet, São Paulo. And everybody is very busy doing something.
E todos estão muito ocupados fazendo alguma coisa.
Nobody knows what.
Ninguém sabe bem o quê.
But one thing, they very alert of.
Mas uma coisa eles estão muito alertas para.
And that's not to wake up.
Isso não é acordar, para acordar.
Because that disturbs the sleep.
Isso perturba o sono.
So let's move on.
Então vamos seguir em frente.
Driving around in circles.
Continuação de circos.
So feel happy that you're here and do the most out of it.
Eu sinto-me feliz por estar aqui. Vocês fizeram muito.
All techniques or therapies is just to bring you from the head to the heart. And most people are much in the head. So much therapy is needed to loosen the rusty bolts, nuts and bolts. You need some oil when it's rusty. So a little bit primal therapy oil. So it gets a little loose. And a little inner child work. And a little mantras and tantras and screaming. And past lives. And dynamics. And all this, it helps to loosen the stuckness. So if it goes the way it should go, which nobody knows, And many, most therapists, they don't know about because they haven't gone beyond. If they had really gone beyond, they wouldn't be interested in therapy anymore. And this is dangerous for our therapists. Because then the whole business. So when therapy is finished, then meditation, which is another name for the heart. That's why it's very individual. It has more to do with innocent and feeling and allowing and opening up and trusting and surrender. And then that does it without anything. Because it's understanding. And the heart already has this understanding. So when you allow, then it just happens by itself. But then the mind doesn't understand. When your best girlfriend is doing all the groups. That's why also you talked about student, disciple, devotee. And most people, they are not even students. That's the people who are driving in circles in São Paulo. That's the majority of people. Like machines. Then some people, they started thinking, seeking, looking, coming across a spiritual book. The whole New Age movement is more like students. Anybody can fit in there. It's safe. But when you become a disciple, then you have to accept that I don't know. But I feel something. And it's much better that whatever I thought I knew. So you do whatever is needed. And whatever the mystic, the master, the guru tells you. Then you keep your mind out of the way. And then things happen quickly. And then the next step, you just surrender totally. That's the devotee. In India they call it bhakti. And that's the easiest. Because you just melt. What doing is the, what therapy is it for a block of ice? You just put it outside in the sun. The problems with human beings that these ice that have legs,
olhar para os seres humanos é que essas pernas de gelo ligadas.
So they run back in the freezer.
Elas voltam para o freezer.
But some ice is very intelligent. And they have a deep, deep feeling, remembrance. Oh, how it is to be a river. How it is to be alive water. Not just a piece of ice. So you trust that. And you even help and here. Do whatever. But this is not the doing, that's why it's difficult. So all therapy can only bring you to listening to the heart. And I talk only to the heart. No heart needs therapy.
Nenhum coração precisa de terapia.
Only minds.
Apenas a mente.
Only habits. So all the different parts of yoga also.
Então todas as partes.
In fact, every part comes to a point where you just accept the truth. You
chega um ponto onde você apenas aceita a verdade.
And by accepting it or by remembering something, the surrender has happened. Because also surrendering is not the nothing anybody can do. But this is that's why it's not understood much in the West. More yoga is talked about.
Mas yoga fala a respeito disso.
Because yoga is doing.
Yoga é fazer.
Techniques.
Técnicas.
Special hatha yoga.
Especialmente hatha yoga.
Getting fit. Breathing pranayama.
Respiração pranayama.
Focusing on your third eye. Or whatever, so many different techniques. But when you finish with all that, that's the good thing with techniques, that the more you try, the more you see they don't work. Then, hopefully, if you have a good friend, or if you totally in the techniques doing, you come to a point where enough is enough. But many people are already on that point. Because many people have already done these things before.
Muitas pessoas já fizeram essas coisas antes.
In this time and age. So some people, something deep inside, they remember something when they come in contact with the truth.
Muitas pessoas se lembram de alguma coisa quando elas entram outra vez em contato com a verdade.
And the mind is not so strong.
E a mente não é tão forte.
So you go straight into the heart. But not many from the West can understand, because there is more mind. That's why Osho was so much for doing everything also. It's just to break down all the protection. And hopefully, when people had done all that, you come to a point where you can just put your head down and relax. But that is very difficult if somebody is not there. Osho gave me all the groups when I came there. And I was very innocent. I never heard about any... I didn't even know it was anything like groups. Or therapy. Never heard about anything. Just a jungle boy. But what to do? I... Whatever you say, Baba. So then he said, you want to try this? And he said, oh yes, of course. The next thing I knew, I was in the therapy chambers for two weeks, primal. And very good. Because totally new situation. And then 2-3 more groups he gave me. And then he said, no, you stop this and move into the ashram. And then the next thing, he moved me outside his door. And now he said, you just sit there now. Then something else started happening. And I had always a little wondering why I was sitting there with him, and they went on for years doing therapy. And it was finished in a few months for me. And this is how he said, you do some therapy to clean the dust. If you have some old stuff, then scream and shout. And kick the pillows. And get out this. Or if some old girlfriend, boyfriend situation, then get it out. And then meditation. But meditation, how to do meditation, that is also. If nobody is in meditation, then how to learn meditation? So this is another dilemma. People who don't know about meditation, they are teaching meditation. Then they will study very long time. Because even the teacher doesn't know about what he's doing. But if you're ready for meditation or for the heart, and you meet somebody who has it, who is it, then it goes very quick. That's why they say in India that satsang is only for advanced spiritual seekers. Not for beginners. That doesn't mean whatever you did in this life. Because we've been doing this on and off. For a long time. Most people need techniques. That's why my old friend Jesus, he said, eat me, drink me. He was talking to his devotees. He didn't give them any practice. Eat me, drink me. And what happens when you eat something, you drink something, then it becomes part of you. And that's how it goes. So this is also nice to mention again and again that it's mostly two parts, main parts, like man and woman, darkness and light. Then is a part of love and a part of meditation. With many different branches. And it's just like different types. And it can change also. And if you go deep into one, the other will happen. If you go deep into love, then it becomes just so beautiful, so peaceful. That you just become totally still. Which is another name for meditation. Stillness. And if you go deep in meditation as a meditator, which is just going into yourself, going deep inside. Then if that meditation grows and takes over and becomes so deep that you become that meditation, then it just awakens so much love and understanding and compassion in you. That you just have to share it. Otherwise, too much. And if that hasn't happened, then true meditation has not really flowered. So most people, they are more my meditation. Don't disturb my meditation. And that is also okay on the way. So these two parts, they should go together. Because too much meditation, then you become very aloof. And if you too much just love, then you can forget your own center. So these two together, that's really how we are. Consciousness going out is love. Consciousness going back to the source, stillness, emptiness, silence. Closest to your being is feeling. Good deep feelings. the heart. Then the next further away is thinking. Then outside thinking, you have the physical body. And most people, they are very restless, even in the physical body. That's why it's important to do things. Exercise, walking, swimming. If there is restlessness, because then you can relax this outermost circle of movement. And then the next is the thinking mind. So if the body is not still, then it's impossible to start watching the mind. That's why it's important to sit comfortable, so you, I call it, you park your body. Like you find a very safe place for your car, that nobody will steal it, which is very difficult in São Paulo, I heard. But here it's easy to park the body. This is one of the best parking spots in the whole world. So first is to give the message to the body, now you can relax. And when you sit, then you have to consciously help it. That's the whole thing, the whole secret with all the postures. You put your body in a way that is comfortable and relaxed. And especially like the meditators or the Buddha sits. Because then your spine is pretty straight. But if it's difficult, which is difficult for many people from the West, because we're more used to chairs, then you sit by the wall or in a chair. Because it's important to sit relaxed and still alert. Then when you have parked your body, then you can start being aware of your mind. Am I here, present? The birds, the fountain, my voice, your own breathing, your own heartbeat. So that's the next. You become present of what is happening in the moment. So you're helping your mind to come into the present instead of drifting away, which is the habit of the mind. So this is what awareness or consciousness does. You can help yourself by tuning in.
Ajuda a si mesmo a se sintonizar.
Because when people have no awareness, no alertness, then they can sit for a long time and think they meditate, but nothing is happening. That's why it's good to have somebody who can show you, hint the way. This is how you do. Otherwise, maybe you come to a strict meditation teacher. Who doesn't know the way. And he says, sit down now in lotus and concentrate on God. And your poor body is tense. You never have been sitting before. And when you go inside, where to find this God? There is only mindfuck. So you have to go very alert and relaxed. So these things that I'm sharing, it's been helpful in my experience. First, relaxing the body, sitting comfortable. Then becoming aware of what is happening in the present moment. And all these things has been used as techniques in themselves, like the sound of the nature, of the birds, of the waterfall. Or your own breath, or your own heartbeat, or watching the thoughts, let them pass, like clouds drifting by. But don't drift with them. Remember that you are the one watching them drifting by. So whatever is drifting by, don't get identified, don't drift with the cloud. And sometimes these beautiful clouds, they look like hearts sometimes. So, then it's tempting to go. And sometimes they look like monsters. And you get scared. But it's only your clouds drifting by. And if you don't go with them, you see clouds change very quickly. Then you go into a deeper layer, which is feelings. Which is the heart. Then is a much deeper relaxation. And many people, they get very surprised, even, wow, I have a heart, because nobody has been teaching this language of the heart. Whole Western society has just learned up to the language of the mind. Body and mind, heart and soul, they have forgotten. That's why everybody is limping around. There is no balance. And that's why everybody says you have to drop the mind. And that doesn't mean to become a vegetable. It just means not to be identified with the mind. So you, when you just let the mind go, and again, there is two ways. One is just to relax deeper into your heart. Which is more for people who are the heart person, the bhakti, the devotee. Or to be on guard and tell the old thief or the old dog to get out. That's the part of awareness of meditation. And you can play with both. And then when this layer of feelings is also relaxed, you will allow yourself to go even deeper than all these feelings, all these emotions, which is much deeper than the body and the thinking mind. When all this is peaceful in harmony, then maybe you can't do anything. This is God that is doing. Or existence. That's why I call it grace. It happens by grace. Then you have done all your homework. Whatever you could do, you have done. The whole house is peaceful. Then maybe it takes the whole carpet away. And underneath the carpet is nothing. So you do free flight. But in that free flight, it can be no body, no mind, no emotions. It's just aha. And on all these levels, there's little fear coming up. Because you go deeper into yourself. So if people are very identified with their physical bodies, it's very difficult just to go in and be aware of your mind. And the same, if you are very identified with your mind, which I talked a lot to one friend in São Paulo the other night, that this is the whole thing with therapy. To get you out of the mind and into your feelings. And much fear can be there. Because the mind is losing its grip. And that's why it's so nice to feel. To laugh, to cry. To allow your anger, your energies, get friends with your sadness, accepting all the different emotions and feelings. Then you get friends with the different colors of your being. And when you have seen all the colors, all the moods, then they relax. But again, I said, it's not necessary for everybody to go even through it, because if the understanding is there from before, that understanding can be awakened, which goes beyond the mind and the feelings. So that has to do with how far consciousness is close to itself in that physical body. It's just consciousness or God that wants to wake up through that body. And that is also very nice to remember sometimes, because then you are not so involved. You helping God to wake up. Because sometimes we all came from that. In all the scriptures and all the religions, it was only that, or emptiness, or Aum, just the sound of the universe, which is no sound, or love, which is another, or consciousness. So out of this, manifestation happened. And then somewhere along the line, we got identified with the part, which is the body. Then we forgot the whole picture. And that's why it's a special treat, opportunity to be a human. Because only the human beings can remember this wholeness. When you are a part. But then you're not identified as a separate thing. You are part of everything. Playing out your role. That's lila. Then you're doing your role as good as you can. And you trust that whoever made the manuscript, he knew what he was doing. And a very good movie is going on. So why start making problems to start writing your own movie when everything is happening beautifully? This is where people have problems. Living nice life. And then you start planning for yourself. And the more involved we get in that, the more they call it identified with the ego. And ego is just another name for being separate. And the more separate, the more suffering. So this remembrance can happen in many different ways, because it's already there. That's the funny thing.
Ela sempre está aí, essa que é a coisa engraçada.
And out from that space,
e a partir desse espaço,
from your very source,
da sua própria fonte,
then everything is happening spontaneously.
E todas as coisas podem acontecer espontaneamente.
When feelings are supposed to happen, they happen.
Quando os sentimentos para acontecer, eles apenas acontecem.
When laughter is happening, it's happening spontaneously.
Quando a risada acontece, acontece espontaneamente.
When anger is happening, it happens spontaneously.
Quando a raiva acontece, ela acontece espontaneamente.
Just as the situations requires.
Apenas como as situações o requerem.
So everything is happening, but nobody is involved.
Então todas as coisas estão acontecendo, mas ninguém está envolvido.
Then there is no more karma.
Daí não tem mais o karma.
Karma only happens when you are identified with your actions.
O karma apenas existe quando você está identificado com as suas ações.
That's why the Zen people, the Buddhists,
por isso que os santos, os budistas,
they say in one sitting you can burn all your karmas.
Numa sentada você pode queimar todos os seus karmas.
And this sounds too much.
Isso parece demais.
And I heard this saying.
Eu ouvi eles dizendo,
but this is too much.
Mas isso é demais.
In one sitting you can burn all your karmas. Everything can disappear.
Numa sentada você pode queimar suas karmas e tudo mais desaparece.
But then I experienced it.
Daí eu experienciei isso.
And I said, this guy, he had a good seat also.
Daí eu não,
no, I know.
Uma boa sentada,
it's really true. But even after people have felt it, you have to take care. That's why they also say it can be hundreds of satoris before samadhi happens. It can be hundreds of insights. Awakenings.
Acordar-se.
But the habit is so strong that if you don't really take care,
mas o hábito é tão forte que se você realmente não tiver cuidado.
So it's a funny business. But this is how it is. And it's important to be playful about it.
E é bom você poder estar brincando um pouco com isso também.
And just by the understanding, something happens.
Simplesmente pela compreensão disso, algo já acontece.
Something starts working deep inside.
Alguma coisa começa a trabalhar profundamente lá dentro.
And the more you come back to your own wisdom or your own source,
quanto mais você voltar para a sua própria sabedoria, a sua própria fonte,
the less identified you will be in the things around you.
Menos identificado você vai ficar com as coisas que estão em volta de você.
That means you won't suffer so much, because identification is suffering.
Isso quer dizer que você quer sofrer muito, porque identificação é sofrimento.
Then you forget who you really are.
E aí você se esquece quem você realmente é.
You get lost in a tiny role. And most people are totally lost in tiny roles. To become somebody. Like you said yesterday. All these somebodies, I don't want their recognition because they don't know.
Como você disse ontem, eu não quero o reconhecimento deles, porque eles não sabem.
Only nobodies can appreciate.
Apenas pessoas que não são ninguém podem apreciar.
And in nothingness is everything.
E o nada é todas as coisas.
For somebody is only somebody, something.
E para alguém é apenas alguma coisa.
So why be so miserly? Just to have something.
Então, por que ser tão miserável ter apenas alguma coisa?
Be somebody.
Ser alguém.
Then it's better to have everything and be nobody. That's the way of the queens and kings.
Essa é a forma como os reis e as rainhas.
They said in the old Indian scriptures, this is only for kings and queens, the royal part. That's what they called yoga. And yoga just means union. Union of what? Of the person with the whole. So this is the, called the royal part. It's not for beggars. And you have to be courageous. And you have to have patience, and you have to have a good heart. All these nice things, which they don't pay much attention to anymore. So when we cut away all the things that is unnecessary, which is what awareness is, or meditation is, or love is, you drop all the unnecessary things. And then more and more love or consciousness comes up.
Então, mais e mais amor ou consciência vem à tona.
So instead of focusing on the little things,
então, às vezes eu foco nas coisas pequenas.
You start focusing on the big things.
Você começa a focar nas coisas grandes.
So that's why it's more of emptying the old, emptying the boat.
É mais de esvaziar-se daquilo que é velho, esvaziar o barco.
Filling is happening by itself. All we have to do is again and again empty. When these things happened to me, it was nobody there who knew. It took many years. Because enlightenment is just a word. Like God or love. But if you're totally lost in love, you don't think. It's too much. And if you're lost in this thing called enlightenment or awakening, then there is just awakening. So it's very strange, because one of the things that I recognized was that it was no more problems. Nothing was a problem anymore. But still, I didn't connect that to so-called enlightenment. Other people who had been long time in that space, they had to tell me. Because nobody there. Who cares anyway? Who cares about enlightenment? Everything is a, if you call it enlightenment or hot potatoes, who cares? It's just the word. But these things, it, there's no more doubt, and it's so good. It's like when you get a nice dessert and you enjoy it so much. It's so tasty. And you never tasted it. You just totally into it. You don't care what the name is, who made it. You lost. Mm. At the most, you can I have some more? This was really good. And that's how children are also. They get something very nice. They just want more. They don't care who made the recipe. Who cares? Mice. Mm. And this is a true sign. It tastes delicious. But many times this question comes up. And this is also sometimes the dilemma, because many people had insight or an awakening experience. But then the mind comes back, or the habit comes back. And then they hold on to that which had happened. And they're trying to be enlightened. Or they're trying to be wise guy or wise woman. But in wisdom is no trying. This is not trying nothing. And for me, I rather wanted to hide it. Because it's very shy. How can you share the most innermost? And people are interested in everything else, but not that. So for many years I didn't, just enjoying it. Mm, tastes good. But then slowly things happen and it gets stronger and stronger. But now I see many people, something happens and they go out doing satsang, and this is not in my experience. Half-cooked gurus. My friend Ramesh Balsika, one nice man in India, he calls it like that, half-cooked gurus. I like that. Then somebody must still be there who wants to do something. And it wasn't ready cooked. It's like when you make a good cake, the best cake, and then you put this. My mother always put this that you, to check. And the cake might look very nice, but inside it's a little sticky. But so, oh, nice. And then you take it out, and you cut it. And people, they, yeah, it looks nice and little sticky. And then if you eat too much, people get indigestion. It's very nice. And everybody find the right cake. If it's half cooked or well done, it depends on taste and how much experience you have with cakes. Some people never had cake before, so the first cake. They think this is, and for them it's true, it's the best thing they tasted. But they just start the cake experience. And I got spoiled with good cakes. I made the best cake in the very beginning. So after that nobody could fool me with half-cooked cakes. And they could decorate it very beautiful, even with nice ohms. It didn't work. Ohms and hearts, with just sugar coating, not the real thing. And I know many of them also. Even things have happened, beautiful people. One friend of me in India, an Indian man, he was also Osho Sannyasin. And he has his own people around him. And when I first met him, I said, "This, you should wait." Five, six years back. And I met him last year in India. And we enjoyed very much. No, he's getting baked. But he started too early. But it went the right way, because he's a beautiful man. And even his own master said, you should go and be with yourself. And his master also is Osho Sannyasin, but very beautiful, old, simple Indian man. Who never was interested in becoming a guru. He was family man in a little village. He can't even talk English. So he's useless for most people, because just sitting. But this man was more modern. So he wanted to start a guru business. Then it becomes a little serious, trying to make the purpose in my life, my mission, then big responsibility. No, no, you just enjoy and follow your heart, your feelings, like you do now. You're coming here and you're feeling that this is not right in a big city, changing your office, even though maybe more business, more money, but your heart, your life is saying something else. Then you listen to the life, to the heart, to your soul. Then you will be happy. And people will tell you again and again, what are you doing? This is not intelligent. No, it's not intelligent, maybe out of the mind. But for the heart, for your soul. That's the courage to go against everybody and listening to your own heart. And then it grows. And it becomes very happy. And then it takes care of you. You don't need to take care of that. Only in the beginning you have to listen. Then you... No, you take over. And this is also changing many times in life. Sometimes you can function in the city and sometimes you cannot. Do it as easy and as intelligent as you can. From your heart. This is different intelligence. It's not the clever thinking. No, you know the game. No, you start functioning out from there. Then you do your business, but out of a different space. Then you have the cake and you eat it too. That's the new way. You reach inside and you reach outside. But that you can only do from your truth. And in the beginning, many times it's difficult because your heart, your truth saying something different than what your mind has been building up. But then when you trust it, then more and more you can start functioning out from that. So, if you really have the click, then you need somebody who clicks you. Otherwise, the books doesn't click. And some people are nice and dry. Just a little spark. And some people are very wet. So you have to dry them first. This is the always been like that. It's the same as the cake. Some is like wet logs. So they have to stay close to the fire and dry out. Be patient. And some people are ready that just... And you see when very dry wood, and some wood is very burning, it doesn't even come all the way, it just comes that and poof! Like an explosion. So that's the same with people. It's all different. That's why it's a mystery, because some people have done a lot before. And I've seen people like that. They come... They maybe never been involved in it. They never been meditating, they never been looking. Maybe very big businessman, family and the whole thing. And then he comes in contact with somebody, with the fire. And he's aflame, something changed. And some people, they've been seeking and 30 years drying wood. Just very individual.